This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Three public servants in Virginia are so closely knit on the issue of abortion that it is nearly impossible to enforce either safety laws or laws against statutory rape. It's so bad that Attorney General Mark Herring wrote that abortion clinics don't have to report suspicious abortion on 13-year-olds. Governor Terry McAuliffe, an ardent abortion supporter, says he wants to repeal the Commonwealth's legislative actions placing safety requirements on such clinics. And now Dr. Marissa Levine is exempting six abortion clinics from existing safety rules, including one clinic whose owner has been kicked out of multiple other states for his shoddy medical practices while performing abortion. Texas gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis is running ads essentially saying that a man in a wheelchair must agree with her funding and governance priorities for disability rights. She is now defending her use of ads that target her Republican challenger's wheelchair in order to appeal to voters. While she has cut her opponent's lead, she is still failing to appeal to women voters. This is Life News Radio. The life issue needs you. When you take the time to make a well-informed stand, you may be surprised how many details come to life and how you become willing to naturally share that information in simple conversations. One of the best places to get started is probably your local church community. Another resource, our website, lifenews.com. Think through your position on life, make a stand, and get ready to be part of a culture of life. A Planned Parenthood affiliate is complaining that the world might be better off not complaining about Ebola, but rather complaining that safety standards are closing abortion clinics. One pro-life advocate says the complaint shows a Planned Parenthood abortion fixation. This has been Life News Radio.